From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's uncovering a massive pot-growing operation in the area of Rancho Sequoia Drive near Alder Point. Three parcels were investigated during service of search warrants there. Two did not possess a commercial cannabis permit with the county, and the third had been withdrawn. The DEU located eight greenhouses during the search, six of the greenhouses containing grow lights that would enable the greenhouses to cultivate marijuana year-round. Eight people under arrest, including 37-year-old Hector Escalante of Redway. He was arrested for felony cultivation of marijuana, conspiracy to commit a crime, and depositing hazardous material in or near a waterway. In total, the operation located and eradicated more than 10,000 growing marijuana plants. The state's Cal Cannabis Division will use Humboldt County as a testing ground to figure out how best to monitor cannabis farms around the state with limited staff and resources. The idea is to determine if local ag inspectors can check farm compliance in conjunction with both state and local laws. They say the pilot program will help build regulatory policy from the ground up. Well, tonight, Mad River Community Hospital will be conducting a disaster drill from 9 to 11 p.m., the event simulating a mass shooting, and will test the hospital's ability to take in a large volume of patients. Taking part in the drill, Humboldt State University Police, the Arcata Fire District, and United Indian Health Services. About 25 volunteers will act as patients who've been in a mass shooting incident. They'll be transported via ambulance to MRCH, where hospital staff will practice their abilities to mobilize hospital resources, staff and equipment, open up patient care areas, and track the distribution of patients from intake to transfer or discharge. The Kinetic Grand Championship happens this weekend, kicking off with Kinetic Thrills Pageantry Party on Friday at the Arcata Community Center, 6 p.m. Racers will debut their team's work and pick up their official registration materials. Admission to the event is free. Among other highlights, on race day one Saturday, there will be two noons declared, featuring ace teams in one heat, non-ace teams in the other. On day two, Sunday, teams will enter the Humboldt Bay at the Public Marina starting at 9:30 in the morning. Awards given for biggest splash and water flipper. Day three, on Monday, teams will leave Crab Park at 10 and proceed through Alita past Fernbridge. Spectators can park on the Ferndale side of Fernbridge and walk down to the public side of the Eel River Bank, where they can watch the teams cross the river under Fernbridge with the finish line on Main Street in Ferndale. Get a complete rundown at KineticGrandChampionship.com. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.